Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Irrigation canals to be rehabilitated. Stay with us to hear more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm.
Several irrigation canals are to be rehabilitated as part of efforts to develop the agriculture sector. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says water is critical to the economic growth and development agenda of the country.
This government is firmly committed to ensuring that our communities, our farmers and our industries have access to this precious commodity.
The first major project under this initiative is the Essex Valley Agricultural Development Project in St. Elizabeth, slated to start during the 2017-18 fiscal year.
The project will involve not only the development of the irrigation system, but the use of renewable energy and will result in reduced costs and improved agricultural infrastructure to ensure sustainability.
The project will be funded through a grant from the United Kingdom Caribbean Infrastructure Fund. Implementation will be managed by the National Irrigation Commission, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, and the Agro Investment Corporation. Three other irrigation projects are being contemplated. The South Clarendon, Central St. Catherine and Kitsontown Rural Water Infrastructure Project and the expansion of the Pedro Plains Irrigation System using the Black River surface flows. The government intends to expand irrigation on the southern plains, stretching from St. Elizabeth through to sections of South Manchester, South Clarendon, Central St. Catherine, and Eastern St. Thomas. Dr. Chang says the government will use the entire quota from the Infrastructure Fund for irrigation and seek additional funding from the Caribbean Development Bank and other multilateral agencies if necessary. And on our Calling Farmers Notice Board this morning, the New Beginning Farmers Association, in partnership with the Canada-based Sonia Bunny Moulton Children of Life Ministry, will be hosting a free Grand Tri-District Dinner and Fun Day on Monday, April 17 for senior citizens and children from the following districts: Jointwood, Retirement, and Cedar Spring. The event will be held at the Jointwood Apostolic Church ground from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Tom drunk, but Tom no fool. Translation: Tom may be drunk, but he is no fool. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Hey, woman. How are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, me can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just let me rest up, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, shame on. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, appearances can be deceiving. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.